Hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate gray, hate gray. They wanna hate on the gray.
This Hate the Gray podcast, and we are here with our presenting sponsor, BCB Water, Alkaline Premium Water for the mind, body, and soul. This water has 9+ pH balance, y'all. You guys have to go get this water. You go to the website www.drinkbcbwater.com. This water is the bomb. Improves metabolism, it increases energy, it slows aging, it improves digestion, it reduces bone loss. This is Gary, Indiana's own premium alkaline water, BCB water. Again, go to their website, www.drinkbcbwater.com. And we are out.
What's up? What's up? What's up? In my Marvin voice, welcome to another edition of Hate the Great Podcast with your boy Midwest Star, with that boy Pro Peace. Pro Peace, what's the dilly, bro?
What's going on? What's going on, Ryan? Man, we are here another day on Hate the Great Podcast, man. And we are loving this new weather we getting in September, man. It's feeling good outside. I'm feeling good. We are good here on Hate the Great Podcast. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in on Hate the Great Podcast, man. We really appreciate you guys. And today we got a great show. What we got today, Ryan?
Man, first of all, let me say, Leo season was officially over. It was my birthday month. Shout out to all the Leos that celebrated a birthday. But now they done let the Virgos in the dough. Happy birthday to all the Virgos. Make sure y'all turn up. I know it's kind of hard going out to the Leos because we have the best turn up, but you know, hey, y'all Virgos still can party too, man. So happy birthday to everybody that this applies to all the Virgos out there. Let's go ahead and get to this show. Yay! We back. It is September 1st, Wednesday, 2021. And first and foremost, we want to give our hearts and our prayers to those affected by Hurricane Ida that hit New Orleans just a couple of days ago, and that's hitting other areas as well. It seems like New Orleans is always going through some type of this with a storm. We know about Hurricane Katrina that hit years ago, now Hurricane Ida. It's more than 1 million homes and businesses remain without power across the state of New Orleans. At least 2 deaths were reported in Louisiana, including a 60-year-old man whose home was crushed by a tree and of a man who drowned driving through the flood waters. Ida, it is weakening to a tropical depression. It was over central Mississippi late Monday with winds up to 35 miles per hour. 63,000 customers were without electricity in that area, man. So this was an article by Eric Ortiz and Rachel Ebaum. You can check that article out at nbcnews.com to get more information. If you are in an area that has been hit by the hurricane and the tropical storm, please check your state website for resources that may be available to you, and they can give you directions on how you can obtain those resources if you need them. Pro Peace, man. It seems like New Orleans is always going through this, man. What's your thoughts, man?
Yeah, man. It seems like New Orleans is always going through, you know, disasters like this. You know, I feel bad for them, you know, and everyone, you know, that's going through this tragic disaster, man. You know, we have been looking at tragedy New Orleans for a long time now. You know, I don't know what it is about that state, city, or, you know, whatever surrounding areas, just New Orleans, period, that, that's being targeted by Mother Nature.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, so well, we just here at Hate the Great Podcast, we just send our deepest condolences, you know, to everyone that's lost their lives, everyone that's, you know, that's grieving, you know, that lost their loved ones in this tragic disaster that went on down there in New Orleans, man. And I'm saying, to go back to your question, I just feel that it's bad again, you know what I'm saying, for the people down there, because they already live in dire conditions down there for being so hot. You know what I'm saying? They basically living in desert, you know, in a desert down there. you know, but even though it's a lot of water. But anyway, man, it's different in New Orleans, man. And it's just bad, man. But it could have tore up more than it did, but luckily it didn't.
Yeah, man. So definitely, man, hearts goes out to New Orleans and all the surrounding areas. I don't want to make it seem like it's just New Orleans. It is parts of Mississippi and parts of other areas down there, but it seems like New Orleans always gets hit the hardest. And so, like I say, if you guys need any resources, please go to your state website to get the help that you need. And once again, our hearts and prayers goes out to everyone affected by this tropical storm.
Yeah.
All right, moving right along, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. It's time for a sports update. We ain't did no sports update in a while, but hey, I got y'all today. And today, we're going to start off with the NFL. Because it's football season, it's exciting again. We had training camp. We didn't have three games of preseason. Now remember, they switched the rules for this year. Only three preseason games, but we do get one extra regular season game. So your favorite team is gonna have one extra game this season. And it's gonna be very, very exciting in the NFL. First of all, let's talk about some news out of New Orleans. I got New Orleans on my mind, man. Out of New England, as we know, Mac Jones was selected by the New England Patriots, and they also had signed Cam Newton last year. So during training camp, Cam Newton had to sit out because of COVID restrictions. Now he has not been vaccinated and probably doesn't plan on getting vaccinated, and he had to take some time off from the team before he could return. Before he returned, Mac Jones, he was up for the Patriots and he did his thing. He lit it up, which made Bill Belichick come to the conclusion that they're going to start the rookie, and they released Cam Newton on yesterday. Cam Newton went to his social media and he wanted to thank the New England Patriots for all that they've done. He appreciated things that happen in New England. So Cam Newton is out there looking for another job. It's rumors that the Cowboys may be interested in Cam Newton. And I love Cam, man. And another uniform. Let's go to the Chicago Bears. You got Justin Fields and Andy Dalton. That combo. People are having a problem with them. They feel like Justin Fields is the quarterback and he should be the one that's starting. And so I know it is a little hard for Matt Nagy right now, all the fans wanting him to start Justin Fields, but he has been adamant about starting Andy Dalton to begin this season. So we'll keep an eye on that quarterback situation in Chicago. Another quarterback situation for the San Francisco 49ers. We got Jimmy Garoppolo and Trey Lance. Trey Lance was selected by the 49ers, and they're in a tight battle as well. And so we got a lot of quarterback battles going on, especially with first-year rookies that are coming into the league. And so we'll be keeping our eye on these things to see when these rookies will start taking over. Mac Jones, he's going to start week one. Justin Fields, he looked like he won't start the season at quarterback, but a lot of people do believe that he will be the quarterback at some point this season. And so we're going to keep an eye on these things, man, because this NFL season It's going to be real, real, real juicy, man. And so let's go ahead and we're going to go and we're going to give you the scores from the preseason, the last preseason games that we had in the National Football League. All right. Friday, August the 27th, we had the Colts take on the Lions. Colts get the victory 27-17 over the Lions. The Colts, they finished the preseason 3-0. The Lions finished the preseason 0-3. Big thing for the Indianapolis Colts. They traded for Carson Wentz this season. He's going to be the starting quarterback, but he has just been placed on the COVID list. So he'll have to go through protocol before he can get back on the field. We'll see if he'll be able to get back on the field for the first game for the Indianapolis Colts. We had the Philadelphia Eagles and the New York Jets. They finished in a tie at 31. The New York Jets, they finished their season 2-0-1. The preseason, Philadelphia, they finished the preseason without a victory, going 0-2-1. So we'll know that they'll be ready for week one to try to start off their season with a victory. Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Carolina Panthers. Panthers get the victory 34-9. Pittsburgh finishes the preseason 2-1. Also, Carolina finishes the preseason 1-2. Sam Darnold, he throws two touchdowns in this game. He came over from the New York Jets his first year with the Carolina Panthers. So we'll see what he'll be able to do with his new team. Then we got the Vikings. Minnesota Vikings taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Kansas City gets the victory 28-25. They go 3-0 in the preseason. Vikings go 0-3. Kansas City, they're looking to bounce back after that Super Bowl loss to Tampa Bay. They're looking to come back and revenge that. And we'll see what they can do this season. Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, that's a team full of all-stars. They'll be looking to get back to the Super Bowl this year. Green Bay Packers. This was Saturday, August the 28th. Green Bay taking on the Buffalo Bills. Buffalo beats Green Bay 19-0. Buffalo finishes the preseason 3-0. Green Bay finishes 0-3. Both of these teams have high hopes this season. The Buffalo Bills are a team that's going to be reckoned with. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs, those boys. That's a fast team. That's an explosive team on offense. And don't forget about their defense. So Buffalo is going to be there. I know they're going to be making a push to give to the Super Bowl. Green Bay, after all of the controversy this offseason with Aaron Rodgers, will he be there? Will he stay? Will he go? Will he retire? We got the answer. He is actually going to stay and be the quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, and they'll be looking to get back to the NFC Championship game after losing last year's NFC Championship in Lambeau Field to Tom Brady and the Buccaneers, man. So we're going to keep an eye on the Green Bay Packers. We got the Baltimore Ravens taking on the Washington football team. Ravens gets this victory 37-3. Washington was 1-2 in the preseason. Baltimore is 3-0 in the preseason. They'll be looking to get back to the playoffs with Lamar Jackson. He's being explosive with that Baltimore's defense. They'll be looking to compete in the AFC for a Super Bowl. We got the Chicago Bears taking on the Tennessee Titans. Chicago gets the victory 21-24. Chicago finishes the preseason 2-1. The Tennessee Titans finish the season 2-1. These are two teams that are looking to capitalize off of last year. Both playoff teams last year, Tennessee went to the playoffs. Chicago was in the playoffs. And, you know, Chicago is really having a dilemma. Like I said earlier, are they going to stay with Andy Dalton or are they going to go to the rookie Justin Fields? A lot of people are begging and clamoring for Justin Fields to get the start in Chicago. But Matt Nagy said it is Andy Dalton, so he'll be the starter. But I have to imagine if Andy Dalton is not getting the job done and he's looking really bad out there, that we'll be seeing Justin Fields a lot sooner than what we really think. So we'll be keeping an eye on that situation as well. The as they say, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers taking on the Houston Texans. Tampa Bay gets the victory 23-16. Houston is 2-1. Tampa Bay finished the season 1-2. Houston. Now, y'all remember a couple of months ago that we reported about the Deshaun Watson situation, that he wanted to be traded. He didn't want to be in Houston anymore. And then all the sexual assault allegations start coming out. That kind of slowed down the trade progress. But now that that seems to be resolving itself, it is reported that Houston Texans may be interested in trading him to the Miami Dolphins. Now, why is that such a situation? Because if you remember, Miami selected Tua last year to be and drafted him to be their quarterback. Now that Deshaun Watson is available, they seem content with getting off of Tua, because I'm sure that the Houston Texans will want him in return for Deshaun Watson. And so we'll keep an eye on that situation and see how long would it take for the Texans to get off Deshaun Watson, and is he going to go to the Miami Dolphins? We'll keep an eye on that. We have the Los Angeles Rams taking on the Denver Broncos. Denver gets the victory 17-12. The Denver Broncos finish the season, the preseason 3-0. LA Rams finishes 0-3. So they'll be getting ready for their first game of the season, trying to get their first victory of this season. The Chargers, San Diego Chargers, the Los Angeles Chargers, I'm sorry, taking on the Seattle Seahawks. Seahawks get the victory 27-0. Seahawks are 1-2. The Chargers, they finished at 1-2 as well. Seattle, they're a tough team. They're always going to be there in the end. They still got Russell Wilson, DK Metcalf, and that defense. And so we'll be looking for them to make waves this year. The Los Angeles Chargers, they'll be looking to build off a year that they had last year. It's going to be very interesting to see what these teams do. We had one game that was canceled, the Arizona Cardinals and the New Orleans Saints. Then let's go to Sunday. We had the Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Dallas Cowboys. Jacksonville gets the victory 34-14. Jacksonville, they took the rookie Trevor Lawrence, and he's going to actually be starting. They traded the quarterback Gardner Minshew. He's going to the Eagles, I believe. And so it's going to be the Trevor Lawrence show. Once again, he is a rookie that just got drafted this year, and the Jaguars are going to let him take over the reins at the beginning of the season. So it's going to be interesting to see what he can do, making his first pro start and his first regular season game in the NFL. So we'll be watching out for that. We have the Miami Dolphins taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. Dolphins get the victory 29-26. Cincinnati finishes the preseason 1-2. Miami finishes 2-1. We just talked about them in that quarterback situation. We'll see if they can get their hands on Deshaun Watson. We have the Las Vegas Raiders taking on the San Francisco 49ers. 49ers get the victory 35-10. San Francisco finishes the preseason at 2-1. Las Vegas Raiders finishes at 2-1. These are pretty big years for the Las Vegas Raiders. As you know, the coach, aka Chucky, for the Las Vegas Raiders, John Gruden, he is under a lot of pressure. I believe this is going into his third year with the team. They paying him $10 million, and they're going to want to see some results. And so it's going to be a big year for him. Maybe a make or break year for John Gruden. If they don't get it done, will he still have a job? We don't know. We'll have to see. We'll keep an eye on the Las Vegas Raiders. And then the New England Patriots taking on the New York Giants. Patriots get the victory 22-20. The Giants, they finished the season 0-3. The Patriots are 3-0. As I said before, they're moving on with their rookie quarterback, Matt Jones. He'll be looking to get his first victory week one for the New England Patriots. Now, the real games begin. No more preseason, no more practicing. Now it's the real thing. The NFL season kicks off on Thursday, September 9th. First game we kick off the season is the Cowboys taking on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That game is going to be at 7:20 p.m. on NBC. Make sure y'all tune in to check out and to kick off this NFL season on Thursday night with Dak Prescott, Zeke Elliott, and the Cowboys against Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Mike Evans, that defense for Tampa Bay, as they're looking to defend their crown as Super Bowl champions. They start that off on Thursday, September 9th. Sunday, September 12th is the rest of your NFL schedule. We got the Philadelphia Eagles taking on the Atlanta Falcons. That game is at noon on Fox. Check your local listings for your favorite team. We got the Pittsburgh Steelers taking on the Buffalo Bills. That game is at noon. We have the Minnesota Vikings taking on the Cincinnati Bengals. That game is at noon. We have the 49ers taking on the Detroit Lions at noon as well. The Arizona Cardinals taking on the Tennessee Titans. That game will be at noon. The Seahawks taking on the Indianapolis Colts. That game will be on Fox. Then we got the Los Angeles Chargers taking on the Washington football team. That game is at 12 o'clock. The New York Jets taking on the Carolina Panthers. That game will be at noon. Jacksonville Jaguars taking on the Houston Texans. That game is at noon as well. The Cleveland Browns taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. That game will be at 3:25. The Miami Dolphins taking on the New England Patriots. That's a 3:25 game as well. The New Orleans Saints, they're taking on the Green Bay Packers at 3:25. Denver Broncos taking on the New York Giants at 3:25. And the Bears and the Rams will round out the schedule for the Sunday night game at 7:20 p.m. And then for your Monday night football, we got the Baltimore Ravens. It's an exciting time right now. So that's y'all NFL schedule. And we doing it like that, y'all. Now let's switch gears a little bit to the NBA. Let's just talk about some notable free agents this year. As you know, the Los Angeles Lakers have acquired Russell Westbrook. He is now a Laker. He's teamed up with AD and LeBron James. Also, Dwight Howard is back. The Rajon Rondo has also made a return to the Los Angeles Lakers as they look to rebound after a disappointing season last year. The bubble champions, the 2020 champions, they weren't able to defend their crown last year. So you know that they have a little bit of revenge on their mind. A lot of the media is calling this team old. Remember, they signed Carmelo Anthony. He's now a Laker. Trevor Ariza, he's now a Laker. Rajon Rondo, he's a Laker. And so a lot of people are calling this team old and don't expect much out of this team, which may have been rubbing LeBron James the wrong way. He's made some posts on social media letting people know that he's hearing the whispers and that he's ready to kick off the NBA season. So we're going to have to keep an eye on the Lakers and see if they can make a return to the championship. Also, Rajon Rondo, remember, he went to Atlanta last year, then got traded to the Los Angeles Clippers, trying to get them to the championship. That did not work out for them. And he has some things to say about the Clippers, and we'll get into that on our next segment. Make sure y'all stay tuned for that. Going right ahead, DeMar DeRozan going to the Chicago Bulls. The Chicago Bulls, they also signed Lonzo Ball. And so the Chicago Bulls making a comeback to be competitive in the league. You know, maybe not a championship team, but I do see them as a playoff team. And we'll see if they can bring those playoff glory days back to Chicago, man. And that'll be exciting to see an exciting Chicago Bulls team down there in the shot, man. So that's going to be something also for us to look forward to. So in the NBA, you know, it's going to be exciting this year, man. I mean, you got Kawhi and Paul George. They were the Clippers. Then you got the new look Lakers. You got all of the tough competition in the West. And let's not forget about my man Dame Lillard from the Portland Trail Blazers. Now, it's been speculated all of this offseason that he's going to be traded. I'm pretty sure he'll start off the season with the Blazers. Also, they have a new coach in Chauncey Billups. So I can see him starting the season with the Blazers. But am I confident that he will be there for the full year? I am not. There is speculation that he may be traded for Ben Simmons to go to Philadelphia. Now, if that happens, Dame Lillard, Joel Embiid, and that Philadelphia roster, now you're talking about Philadelphia maybe being in the mix of coming out of the East. But we all know in the East, they got three guys in the East from Brooklyn: Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, James Harden. And if these three guys can stay healthy, I just don't see nobody beating them in the East. The only team that I can see beating them, and that's coming out the West, and that's the Los Angeles Lakers. And everybody wants to see this NBA championship. They want to see the Brooklyn Nets in the finals. They want to see the Los Angeles Lakers in the finals. And I hope that we can get that matchup. I mean, just look at the storylines. You got Kevin Durant that played with Russell Westbrook, felt like he couldn't win with him, went to the Golden State Warriors, won two championships. You got Kyrie Irving, who was with LeBron James, who beat that Golden State team in 2016, coming back from a 3-1 lead. He now joins Kevin Durant. Also, after some questionable comments last year about him not playing with a player as clutch as him, LeBron James took a little slight to that. So that's storylines there. Also, remember, James Harden, Russell Westbrook, and Kevin Durant, they were all on the same team in Oklahoma City. Remember, they went to one NBA Finals. They lost to who? LeBron James and the Miami Heat. So it's some storylines there. And it's going to be exciting to see in this NBA season, man. So right now, nothing's training camp, I believe, starts sometime in a couple weeks. Your teams will get to practicing, and then we'll have NBA basketball within a month or two, within the next 2 months. So it's an exciting time to be a fan, to be a sports fan, because of everything that we got going on. NFL's ramping back up. The NBA will be ramping back up shortly. And so we'll get to see, man, all the storylines come, and it's going to be really, really exciting in the NFL and in the ML and in the NFL and the NBA. Now, baseball fans, I haven't forgot about you. We got scores from Thursday, August the 31st. Let's go ahead and run it down as the baseball season is winding down. Now, it's getting to the nitty-gritty. These teams are starting to make push for the playoffs, starting to make adjustments, trying to get in these playoffs. Every game is becoming important. Every series is becoming important. All right. We got the Marlins taking on the Mets. They lose 6-5. The Phillies, they lose to the Nationals 12-6. The Baltimore Orioles, they beat the Blue Jays 4-2. We got the Tampa Bay Rays. They beat the Red Sox 8-5. We got the New York Mets. They beat the Marlins 3-1. We have the Athletics beat the Tigers 9-3. The Texas Rangers beat the Rockies 4-3. The Cubs 3-1 over the Twins. The Indians win their game and they beat their opponent. And you know, baseball is it's a real patient sport. Even to watch it, you got to have a little patience. You got to love the game of baseball. I mean, I can watch it. I like going to baseball games and things of that nature. So, you know, if you haven't been to a baseball game, you really, 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 really need to go. And you need to go try it out, man, because it's real fun. Food is good. Everything. Cleveland beats the Royals 7-2. The White Sox beat the Pirates 4-2. The Angels beat the Yankees 6-4. Padres blanked the Diamondbacks 3-0. The Brewers beat the Giants 6-2. Dodgers beat the Braves 3-2. Mariners beat the Astros 4-0. And the Cardinals and Reds were postponed. The makeup day is for today, so you're going to get a double hitter today. All right, let's see what's going on today. We got one game in progress. The Rangers and the Rockies today, they're winning 5-2. It's the middle of the fourth. We have the Cardinals and the Reds. They made up their game from yesterday. 7 innings, the Cardinals at 5, the Reds at 4. The schedule for today is going to be the Padres. They're 71-62. They're taking on the Diamondbacks. They're 44-90. The Astros, they sit at 78-54. They're taking on the Mariners, are 71-62. The St. Louis Cardinals are 68-63. They're taking on the Reds that come in at 71-63. The Baltimore Orioles, they're at 41-90. They're taking on the Blue Jays that's 69-62. The New York Yankees, they're 76-56. They're taking on the Angels at 66-67. The Boston Red Sox at 75-59. They're taking on the Rays at 84-48. The Athletics, 73-59, taking on the Tigers at 62-71. The Chicago Cubs, they're at 58-75, taking on the Twins at 58-74. The Indians at 65-64, taking on the Royals, they're 59-72. The Pirates are 48-84. They're taking on the White Sox that are 77-56. The Brewers, they're 81-52, taking on the Giants that are 84-48. The Atlanta Braves are 70-61, and they're taking on the Dodgers that are 84-49. Two games were postponed today. The Phillies and the Nationals are postponed. The makeup date will be on tomorrow, and the Marlins and the Mets, they're going to make up their date on September the 28th. Those are your scores for your MLB for my baseball fans. All right. Last thing I want to talk about, you know, guys, there was a big fight this weekend, Jake Paul versus Tyron Woodley. And to my surprise, Jake Paul gets a victory by split decision, you know? And so, hey, you got to give it up to the man. He's out here. He's fighting competition. Now, Tyron Woodley is not a boxer. He's a former UFC fighter. And his strong point is really wrestling. And so, you know, even though he did land some good shots, one of those shots rocked Jake Paul into the ropes. And if it wasn't for the ropes, Jake Paul would have got knocked out the ring completely. But he ends up getting the victory. Congratulations to Jake Paul on his victory. And we'll see what else is in store for him and see who else he's going to be trying to fight. On his social media, he has a list of boxers that he wants to fight. And he just crossed Tyron Woodley out. And he's moving on to the next person. So, once again, congratulations to the boy, Jake. Oh, man. So, Pro Peace, man. I just ran down the sports. You know what I'm saying? Giving the people what they want. You got anything else you want to bring to the people?
No, I just want everybody to continue to like, follow, and share. It's a great podcast. We really appreciate you guys tuning in. You know, continuously. Tune in, Hate the Great Podcast, man. We're going to be giving y'all great shows, great interviews, so on and so forth. You guys go check us out on all major platforms.
When we say on all platforms, we mean all platforms. Before we get out of here, I want to just give a congratulations to my little sister getting married this weekend in the good old town of Indianapolis, Indiana, getting married to her soon to be husband. And I mean, it's a beautiful you know, getting married and, you know, doing that thing. So for out to my sister Jaleesa Gary, engaged to Mr. Ward, about to get married on Saturday. Here from Hate the Great Podcast, from your big brothers, we want to say congratulations to you. And, you know, we really hope and we know that everything is going to work out. And, you know, just for the two families coming together, hey, man, it's going to be a beautiful time. We're going to be down in Indianapolis, Indiana. So if anybody is there and y'all mess with Hate the Great Podcast, man, y'all get with us, man, because we're going to be down in that town getting it in. We coming to your home state, bro. What you want, man?
Yeah, man, you know, we going to party hard for sis, man. You know, again, congratulations to sis, you know, on getting married, man. And we love you, sis. And we were going to party hardy this weekend.
We going to party hard, man. So, look, man, that's all I got for today, man. I just want to let y'all know we missed y'all at Hate the Great Podcast. And we know that y'all missed us. And we had to drop it for y'all today, man. We really appreciate it. Make sure y'all keep up on all the news and everything that we got going on Hate the Great Podcast. Make sure y'all check out the new page that we got. If you having a bad day or you just need something to make you laugh, I'm telling you, you need to hit this page up, get all the hottest and the funniest videos that's around the internet. I'm telling you, I click on it when I need a laugh or when I'm feeling kind of low, and it always does the trick. Bro, tell them videos, man.
Yes, y'all go check out our old today. If you have, again, that's old snaps videos on Facebook.
Make sure y'all go check it out, man, and get your chuckle on. I'm telling you, man, that stuff, some of those videos is gut busting, man. One of my favorite videos on there is the baby crate challenge, man. And if you guys ain't checked that out, y'all need to go check that out and the other videos. Make sure y'all go check us out on Oh Snap. Man, I think that's all I got, bro. You got anything else you want to add to the shizzle?
Once again, you guys go check us out on all major podcast platforms. And we appreciate you guys for tuning in each and every time we drop an episode.
Man, we really appreciate that. We appreciate everybody that's showing us love here and abroad for our fans in other countries or right here. We do appreciate everything that y'all do. We appreciate y'all listening to us. And we do this for y'all, man. And we can't do this without y'all, man. So y'all are important to us. And we really appreciate it. And this is why we do this. We do this for you guys. So if that is all, as I say in church, if all hearts and minds are clear, let's go ahead and get up out of here, man. Y'all know what it is. Hate the Great Podcast. The show. The best show we got on these platforms, man. So listen, man. It's been real. I'm Midwest Star. I gotta get back to doing what I gotta do. I'm sure you gotta get back to doing what you gotta do. So y'all know what we on, bro. Take us on up out of here, man.
And we are the show they love to hate and hate
to love.
And we are
out. What's up, y'all? This is Ryan from Hate the Great Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about Rap Cookies. Yes, Hate the Great Podcast, we've teamed up with Rap Cookies, and check out our flavor, Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it'll take you back to the days of shopping in the mall, getting them J's, getting the fresh outfit, and then on your way out, you stopping by the Cinnabon stand to get that hot, sweet Cinnabon. One bite of this cookie, and it's going to take you back to them days. So make sure y'all check us out, the Hate the Great Podcast cookie, Cinnabon. I'm about to get one right now.
Hey, 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 this is Hate the Great Podcast, and we are here to introduce you to our sponsor, By Faith Cosmetics. If you want to get glammed, if you want to get lit, if you want to get your face beat, if you want the biggest glasses in America right now, if you want all the glam, the glitter, the glitz, contact By Faith Cosmetics. Google By Faith Cosmetics and get everything you need to get G. Hey, 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 this is your boy Poe Peace from Hate the Great Podcast. We're here to tell you guys about our sponsor, Sweetie's Home Care. If you need anyone to come take care of your parent, grandparent, anyone that can't take care of themselves, contact Sweetie's Home Care. Google Sweetie's Home Care and they will come take care of your family member. Again, Sweetie's Home Care out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. And we are out.
Hate the gray. They wanna hate on the gray. Yeah, hate the gray. They wanna hate on the gray.